help Shaba defend his far from two bone claws. They then meet Willie the Relentless with a side task for them. They cause a commotion at the casino in order to sneak into the secret hallway. This is Turning Tables Podcast. The Ascension.
I'm rolling real.
Wow.
Like, two nat 20s.
No way.
No, you rolled the two d20s and wasted two.
Oh, no.
This
you know what? That's bringing good luck. That means it's going to happen again.
Yeah, we'll see if it's an omen of luck. Welcome to Turning Tables Podcast. My name is Danny, the current DM. We are back in Deep Stall for episode 3. Joining me, as always, is super producer, Alex Webster!
Hi. Hello, I'm here. I'm excited to be here and continue to play D&D with my friends.
Yeah.
I just want to, like...
Son, where'd you find that?
Yeah, I just want a good sample of us doing that, like... We gotta get the whole network to get like a hard like harmonizing of super producer.
Honestly, so we can sample for my birthday, I just need everyone screaming instead of happy birthday, super producer.
Yeah, no, we're gonna do it for sure.
That's excellent.
That's exactly, we're gonna put it at the end of every episode of every podcast. Holy shit. Anyway, let's get to our Barty boy, our dad boy, Ruben.
Yeah. Ooh, move over, Pedro Pascal. I'm your daddy.
Oh, first of all,
I just want to say really quick before everybody
he's
starts
not
yelling
moving
at
for
him.
Anybody, sir. Yeah.
Ruben has cracked a hazy IPA, an imperial hazy.
Yeah.
I will say, a year ago, Ruben would not have drank this like on his own accord. And everybody's
daddy.
Welcome. I have him drinking IPAs now. Alex, you're next.
I doubt it.
But we're moving on to our holy. Violent
I've been
boy.
Friends with these fuckers for like 5 years, and I still haven't drank. I haven't started drinking IPAs. This
I drink better beers than these animals. But we're moving on.
You know the secret is he gets you drunk, and then finds something that's palatable, and then forever on you can drink that.
Speaking of, but we're back to our holy violent boy, Elias, being played by Connor. All you guys need to translate that means hello.
Right.
Yeah. That means hi here. There.
I know.
Old-fashioned metal. Hi there.
Yeah. And last but not least, our barbarian boy James.
Hi,
James. How are you? Isn't it a lovely day?
I don't know what you're singing.
James the Giant Peach.
Oh man, they used to call me when I was a kid because I have a giant head. Thanks.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Thanks a lot.
I didn't know you then.
It wasn't on account of that giant ass.
Yes. Sure.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You got a dump truck. I'm just not. Not in Carnalia. Not in Carnalia.
Yeah, we're gambling right now.
Yeah.
Gambling with our lives.
Anyway, on our last episode, everybody woke up. Saris was obviously the first one awake, but she went down, hung out with Shabab for a bit. The rest of the party joined. We now have introduced breakfast burritos to the land of Malphite. thanks to our boy corn flaps, aka tortillas. Thanks to our boy Elias requesting it. Apparently the salsa slaps. They loved it. They ate, had a good time after assisting Shabab in unloading a cart just full of supplies for the tavern. He gave you guys a tour of the farm that lays on the outside of the walls. We had emotional responses from Zaris just being around animals and outside in a very like prospering garden, just a large garden to her. And then you guys heard about Shabab and Sam's backstory a little bit. It got a little emotional for our bard boy. He felt the feels about it. It was a little sad. He then took you guys into the barn after acting a little suspicious, but mostly he was just being cautious. And he gave you guys some fruits.
Delicious.
And these fruits would help you later on should you choose to consume them. Quickly after he gave you that, you guys heard some loud noises and we're confronted with two bone claws, but not full juice bone claws, just some bone claw light, if you will. Elias made quick work of one, made it look like a bitch. And then the second one, it lasted a little longer. It sprayed our thick boys with its malort acid, and they actually, y'all got a live tasting reaction to malort.
It's bad. Don't drink it.
I just remembered that.
Yeah, I love it.
Did it come back to your mouth?
And like, I literally you think about it, and you're like,
I did a mini gag, and I was like,
it is the nastiest.
I might need another beer.
After making quick work of it.
As he reaches for a beer.
Oh, no shit.
I'm on a 12-pack.
You shall receive.
You guys made quick work of that second one, Zaris put an ice knife through its eye. Shabab came back again with his great axe shovel that, you know, our Siegfried boy got to play around with for a little bit. He appreciated it.
Yep.
He walked you guys back to the tavern. You guys kind of got an update on Amon and Victor slash Chuck's work. Doesn't seem like they're making too much work, but nothing bad's happening either. Victor seems to be putting in some decent work. Y'all walk back into the tavern, and Elias spoke to a stranger that got robbed the night before. Happened to be a little pirate named Willy the Relentless, who knew Siegfried. And he presented you guys with a quick task to help save his friend, who is also named Sam, from the prison dungeon of the casino gaming building. You guys accepted this task, walked into the casino. You guys, or at least Siegfried and Richard, played they played a few games of what's it called?
Liar's Dice.
Liar's Dice with a hot tiefling woman. Richard won, Siegfried lost, then they both lost. Then suddenly, they were approached by their party members who caused a scene. And thankfully, they were able to pick up on it and sneak into the kind of back area of this casino, where you guys find yourselves in this hallway. Or not a hallway, a stairwell, sorry. A stairwell. You got stairs going up, stairs going down. And we're going to start it off with another perception check from everybody.
It's no longer a scene.
It's an arms race.
Yeah, damn it, you beat me to it.
15.
Much better this time. 18.
15.
Elias rolled a 3.
Everybody but Elias notices this. Your weapons are no longer glowing with that, like,
oh, sweet,
that thing to keep you from using it.
Cool.
So,
save me a spell slot.
Indeed.
Yeah, that man was not lying to you guys. As soon as you leave the perimeter of the gaming area,
you're good.
You're good. You don't gotta worry about it.
Fuck yeah.
What are you guys doing? You guys are in this stairwell. You can go up, you can go down. Have no idea what or where.
We had chosen to go down because we figured that's where the dungeon's gonna be.
And then we're gonna yell timber.
Timber! Okay.
Yeah.
Alright, what is this marching order? The stairwell is lit up, it's just a very narrow stairwell.
How long do the fruits of support last?
The what?
The fruits of support.
It lasts for an hour.
An hour?
If you eat it.
Yeah.
I will take the charge and I will eat my fruit of support.
All right. You've got an hour.
Yep.
Do you want to do plus two?
Do I have to choose between the two?
Plus two.
You got to tell me which one you're going to do first. And that's the effect that's going to last the whole hour.
Okay. I will do...
So you get... So if you take saves, you're also going to get my buff.
Well, if you're near him.
Yeah. So
you just have to think. How close does he have to be to you? 10 feet. Okay.
If you're within my vicinity, it's pretty nice.
I'm going to do the DC in damage. Sorry.
It's all good. All
right. Yeah. So you're gonna take the plus two to hit and the plus two to damage.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I thought you guys were going about to rob an employee of their like badges, like straight up like Ocean's 11-ish.
Sorry.
But no, yeah. I honestly thought that's how you guys were going to end up here. But
we
like,
just throw chips.
I like what happened. All right, so Siegfried's taking point. Who's behind Siegfried?
I'm going to pull up the rear.
I'll go behind Siegfried then.
And then I'll be behind her.
All right, you guys head down. It's probably like two stories deep. You get down and there's a door there. It doesn't seem locked. There's no window, so you have no idea what's on the other side of this door. But let me get a perception check from Siegfried.
Okay. 9.
You hear noise behind it, but you can't tell if it's machinery or people. There's just something going on behind the door.
That's the only way in, right? Is this?
That's the only way to go.
Do we bust in?
Maybe not bust in, but like open the door.
Ooh, okay.
All right, you open the door and you see two like desks in a corner, and they're like kind of counting money.
It's
and,
a receptionist.
Like, yeah, they're counting money and they're kind of making notes, and then look up at you and they're like, "Can we help you?"
Sorry, wrong room.
Where are you trying to go?
We were just told to go down to the tunnel.
Yeah, this is part of it.
Oh, so can we just pass on by?
What are you trying to do here? Where are you trying to go?
We're here to interrogate the prisoner.
Ooh.
We are the brass. The Ooh. Boss ordered us.
Can I get deception from you, sir?
Can I hit him with the help action?
Yeah.
Yeah, communal help action. Roll with advantage.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Okay, so that's going to be a 9.
And you see, like, one of them starts, like, reaching
How
under
many
their desk.
Are there?
It's just two.
He starts
one
reaching?
Of them starts reaching under their desk.
The one that's reaching?
I'm going to give you one thing before they do something.
Okay,
yeah, but you're in the front, so.
It's one of you does one thing before.
Do you think you handle
up.
It? I might be able to handle it. Do you think?
Thorn Whip. I try to keep him from reaching.
You're going to hit their arm?
Yeah.
Alright, make an attack roll.
Okay.
I was going to try to Tasha them.
I was just going to try to intimidate.
No, believe.
Oh, shit. 22 to hit.
Oh, yeah, you get him.
So you, I
so
pull
you get
five
the arm, and the guy goes, "What are you doing to Jerry?"
We're just passing through. No need to get
Why
hasty.
Why are you getting wild?
Why are you getting wild?
You're the one who did Thorn Whip.
We're not trying to hurt you. We're just trying to pass
Let
through.
Let him go. And he's on the floor, just like, he's unconscious right now.
He's unconscious?
Yeah.
He took 5 points of damage.
He's unconscious.
No. He hit the other one.
Can I... Unless you want to do something.
I'm gonna knock this guy out, I guess.
How?
I'm just gonna hit him with my...
With, like, the bottom of the...
Yeah.
Go ahead and roll an attack roll.
Okay.
Oh, man.
We're already in it.
Don't just kill do it. Him. Not lethal.
That's... 15?
Well, yeah, they're not armored.
Yeah, it's not lethal.
They're just dudes.
Yeah.
You pop this man on the head, he's like, "Oh, God!" goes down. Like,
Is there any way to tie them up or put them in a closet or something?
For fun. There's some, like, it's not rope, it's, like, extra wiring on the side somewhere.
Okay, I'm gonna tie them up and put, like,
gags?
Yeah, gags, so they can't scream out.
Where are you going to put them?
Is there anywhere to hide them?
Give me a perception check. Or
okay.
Investigation.
I would also like to look, too.
Investigation?
Investigation or perception?
I'll do perception. 17.
I got 18.
There's a utility closet somewhere in
you
there.
Pull them in there.
Okay, we're going to put them in there.
While we're moving them into there, can I check their pockets?
Yeah.
It's your robbing
man. They're counting money.
Yeah, well...
We're robbing them.
I'm not trying to get 21.
Yeah, you do find about like 10 gold on each one, so it's 20 total. And
that's it.
Both of them have
they have key
like,
cards.
Yeah, they have key cards.
I'll take the key cards, leave the gold. I don't care for the gold.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I was like, as me and Siegfried stick them into the utility closet, I go like this with both hands, like. I got some cards.
I will say you also found they have sending stones as well, but you don't know who they go to.
Can we take them?
You can.
Yeah,
if you want them, you can take them. You just have no idea who they go to.
I think people who aren't Siegfried need to take those sending stones, lest he get them mixed up with the one he has for Willy.
True, yeah.
This is a good point.
Yeah.
Willy, do you come in? Who the hell is this?
maybe we... Sending is one way.
It's both ways.
Oh, it's both.
They can communicate to you, and you can communicate to them.
Okay.
It's essentially walkie-talkies.
And we should definitely...
Fantasy walkie-talkies.
Yeah, we should definitely...
So if the sending stone gets activated, would they be able to, on the other end, hear muffled, like...
If we respond.
Okay. Well, yeah. I'm just saying that they were still on them, and they were like muffled, trying to scream. And get
their only if they had activated.
Yeah,
it.
They have actively use them.
Got it.
Did they like hit the button?
Yeah, yeah.
Can I make investigation on their names? What were their names?
Oh, so one of them was Jerry.
The other one, they have name tags.
Yeah,
and the other guy's name was Gary.
Jerry.
I will say, as you guys take the sending stones off of them,
Team Rocket.
You hear, "We need some help over here on level one. It's a shit show," and you could hear like money getting chucked around and tables getting flipped. Like whatever you guys did up there, it's turned into like
mayhem,
an orgy of violence and money. Like there's so much shit going down up there because
an orgy of violence and money. I love
that's
that.
The name of my autobiography.
Yeah, I was gonna make that joke.
It is literally table flipping, like gold getting chucked around, and like. You can only assume it's turned into like the biggest unholy mosh pit of all time. Like, it's terrifying.
It seems that we have a good distraction. Let's go.
Good job, team.
Yeah. You guys go across. There's another door there, but that does have a key card reader.
I will present, I guess, Jerry's key card.
Yeah.
Is there any difference in those cards?
I don't know.
Or are they the same?
Just the picture.
Okay, cool.
Just like the picture and the name.
Cool, sweet.
So you guys scan the thing, the door opens, and you guys are in a long, like, single file hallway. And you can assume this is the point that it goes from under the casino across to that office building.
Mm.
Just even without perception checks, you guys see there's, like, runes on the walls and on the floors everywhere, and it's all in, like, again, that very ye old thieves cant, like, none of you can read this, but they are everywhere.
Is this the hallway?
Yeah, and everything's lit up. Like I said, they have electricity in this level, so there's like lights above you as it goes down.
Like the idea of like ancient Egyptian rogues,
right?
Yeah.
It's the same like graffiti almost or calligraphy as the
one on the outside, but it's not. It's not exactly the same. It's just the same style. It does. They don't all say the same thing. Every symbol is different.
Right.
There's okay. No other doors and sides or
just
anything.
All the way down. All
right. Siegfried's just gonna keep going.
Let's take a walk.
But the same marching order.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes.
All right. Siegfried, can you roll me a d4?
Uh-oh.
Okay.
Not bro.
One.
You step on one of these these runes, and suddenly. The lights go out and it's dark and none of you can see down the hallway.
She has dark vision, doesn't she?
Oh, it's magical darkness.
Okay. Can you dispel this?
Do I have an idea if I cast dispel magic on the rune itself, will it turn the lights back on?
Roll me Arcana.
That's a 9.
Nah, son.
Nah, just nope. Nah. I do have a torch.
Magical darkness won't help.
Yeah.
Never mind.
It's not gonna do a damn thing.
So we can't see anything, period. Nope. Not even.
You can't even see it in front of you. Yeah, you can put your hand right there, you can't see it.
I'm gonna reach out to where I think the
person's in front of you.
Yeah, Zaris, and just like. Grab her shoulders.
Do we conga line it?
Yeah, literally.
Yeah,
yeah.
I mean, I'm just gonna
take hold.
I'm just gonna keep moving forward with everybody.
Everybody's grabbing each other's shoulders to stay in line.
And I don't have daylight prepared today, so.
Siegfried, give me another D4.
Three.
Can I actually? It don't even matter. Hold on.
It doesn't even matter. You lose.
Who gets hit on a 17?
I do.
I think you're the only one that doesn't, right? So everybody except Elias takes this.
Okay.
You guys take 9 points of piercing damage.
Ouch.
As you guys feel something shoot out the sides of the wall.
Ow.
Okay. How thin?
It's 5 feet wide, man.
Fuck. Okay. Is there anything? Well, it's weird. Dark. It doesn't matter.
You're in dark. Yeah, you can't see.
Never mind.
You gonna keep going?
Fucking run.
Yeah.
All right. If you're gonna take off, give me 2 d4s.
Are we taking off? Everybody agree?
I mean, if you're running, we have to follow you.
No, that's what I'm saying. Is everybody in agreement? Run.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Two d4s.
Two d4s.
Four and one.
Oh, shit.
The one has already happened. Can I get dexterity saving throws at disadvantage from everybody since you can't see?
Do we get the area, like, because we're within?
Yeah,
you still get the plus three, yeah.
Do I still get disadvantages with danger sense?
You can't see it.
Fuck.
But you took, I took the other one.
Yeah.
Can I pop my action now for the fruit of support?
It's definitely
too bad. That's good. Yeah. I got a 17. I got 17 and 18. Wow.
For a dex save, I got 18 also.
Oh my god, I rolled a nat 20, but then...
Disadvantage.
Yeah, I rolled a 6.
Oh no!
So that's a... So what?
Wait, we all get plus 3?
Dex.
Because of him, yeah.
Oh, I got... it's a dirty 20 then.
Okay,
so 15. With... That's a 10.
So everybody that got under 18 is taking...
Oh, phew!
Thank God.
I know. Y'all are taking 30 points of fire damage.
Absorb elements!
Everybody that saved is taking half as a fireball just gets shot down the hallway.
So 15?
15?
Yeah. 15 points of fire damage, 30 if you fail.
I am so hurt.
What is happening?
No, I'm gonna absorb elements, so I'll have
that.
I am already bloodied.
We have the potion.
I'm gonna have to take that.
How long was this hallway? Do we have any idea kind of how far away we are from
it? It was probably like 120 feet, but that last one was the last thing you're gonna step on. Like, you've
got, okay.
Because since you went into a full sprint,
yeah.
That's why I had you roll two, and since one was darkness, four was fireball.
Oh, jeez. Okay.
What are you at?
25 out of 49.
Okay, so
I have a potion. I just pop that. Save your points.
What does the potion do?
Yeah, but save the potion. I can use the lay on hands.
Yeah, or you can save that for a battle.
Or you can save that for, I don't know, for you to use lay on hands just seems quicker. I'll pop the save your resources, comrade.
Okay,
I'll just pop the potion.
I'm gonna. You're popping the potion. Can I get a d20, please? Ooh, straight up.
That's at 18.
Instead of 2d4s, it's 2d6s.
Nice.
You got juiced.
One. I literally rolled two ones.
It's going to be, what was it? It's plus two, right? It's 2d4s plus two?
Yeah.
It'll be 2d4s plus four. So okay. It's a little juice.
It's a six.
Yeah.
I mean, better than nothing.
I'm going to use an action and cast 10 points out of my pool on myself, recovering to 64 hit points.
I'll cast Cure Wounds on myself.
Damn. Everybody got that
checked. Everybody got fucking wrecked.
I'm fine. I mean, I'm not fine, but I'm okay.
No, I got knocked down almost... Yeah, half my hit points.
How is everyone else feeling now?
You guys are at the end of the hall, though. That's where the darkness ends. It's probably like 10 feet ahead of you that's lit up. And there's a door right there.
Okay, can we hear anything from the other side of the door? No? Okay.
Anyway, Ruben, you were asking how everybody was looking.
Yeah.
I'm 58 out of 82.
By the gods.
So 64 out of 74.
Yeah, I took like 30 points of damage. Yeah, that was bad.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm back up to 39.
I was literally about to rage, too. I was like, I don't know what's happening. Rage!
I'll do it anyway, just so that
we're... I hate fireball.
Just so we're a little bit better coming out of this, I'll just do a mass healing word.
Oh, okay.
Oh, nice.
It's a little better. That's 6 hit points.
Oh,
for everybody?
I'll
everybody.
Take it.
Nice.
Oh, it's a higher level. It does less healing, but it's higher because it hits everyone.
Oh, nice. 70 now.
Nice.
All right. You guys are at this door that also has a key card reader. You can't hear anything on the other side, but...
Okay. Yeah. Just going to
beep it. Yeah.
Yeah, you guys beep it, walk through. The room that you're in, it's like kind of tight. It feels like a... a utility closet, almost like this. Then, as the door closes behind you, it like blends in with the wall, so it is kind of hidden.
Okay.
So that door is something that not a lot of people know about. But there's one to get out. Again, you can't hear anything on the other side. You're still underground. What are you guys doing?
Walking through.
Yeah.
You guys walk through to the other side.
There it is. You guys walk out, and you're in this like. Like what would be best described as an employee break room.
Wow.
There's there's some tables to eat. There's a sink. There's a bathroom in a corner. Nobody's in there. There's some cots if people want to fucking knock out like in the middle of their shift, that's like cool. Their lunch. But like more or less pretty empty. On the other side of the door, you could hear like people moving. It sounds like people at work, but nobody's really walking in. And there's a... Actually, sorry. And to the right of you, there's a wall of lockers.
I would like to raid their snack drawer, if they have one.
Oh, let me see if they have a snack drawer.
Oh, my God.
They have a snack drawer.
Nice. What they got in there?
They got some fruit snacks, fruit by the foot. There's a Lunchable in there. There's candy. There's a lot of candy.
I'm snatching the Lunchable and taking some fruit by the foot.
Is there any lockers with Jerry and Gary's name on them?
Absolutely there is.
No!
Can we go over to them and see if they're open?
They are locked.
What are they locked behind?
Just a normal, like, a padlock. Like, one of those, like a...
Yeah.
Combo like a high school locker. Yeah, combo locker.
Can I do a strength check on the lock?
You can try to break it?
Hell yeah.
All right, go ahead.
Hell yeah.
Oh, Jerry. My God.
I'm going to do that on Jerry's. A 12.
It seemed like you thought you had it for a moment, but nah, nothing happens.
No. Okay. Can I do the same thing on Gary's?
Yeah, go ahead.
Maybe Gary's is weaker. Who knows?
No.
Yeah, same thing. You thought you had it for a moment, but no.
Okay, I'm going to follow his lead. And
you're going to shake it even angrier?
Yeah.
All right, go ahead.
Gary's?
Gary.
That's 11. That's not going to do it.
Nah.
They really don't want us in these lockers, huh? You gonna try it?
Absolutely not.
I will do it to Gary's.
Go ahead.
Oh my God, it was a nat one.
Is anyone?
You like, you start shaking it and you let go and your hand slaps yourself in the face. Just, you look bad.
Is anyone proficient in thieves' tools?
No. Amon is.
You know, if we only had a fucking rogue.
Crazy.
Just because I think it would be funny, I want to try to pull on Gary's.
No, I know.
Just straight.
Nah. I just, after you shake it, I just go, eh.
Let's just keep moving.
Let's move.
Do it! Do it!
Do it! Or maybe look anywhere else.
Sure.
Zaris wants to make these men look bad. Let's go. Right. Which one?
Let's go, Zaris.
Jerry.
Okay.
Is that a nat 20?
No.
It's an 18.
No.
No, I will say because of all the shaking you guys did to it, she just like kind of wiggles it around and it just happens that the dial turns to the right number and it...
Nice. So he like set it to two numbers and then got it close to the third.
It
so
was close enough, yeah. Then like she just happened to shake it.
What's it's a good open. Thing we
loosened
warmed it.
It
up for
you. Yeah, absolutely.
You guys look inside. There are two sets of uniforms and it's like you guys remember when you guys knocked them out, they weren't wearing armor. It was just clothes. Like they were wearing clothes that said Deep Stall over the left side of their chest with their name under it. It's the same thing. They both say the same thing. There's a few pairs of dirty shoes. There's pictures of him and his like coworkers for some reason. Like it's kind of weird, but
he loves his job.
Yeah, like he enjoys what he does.
This tells me he's alone.
Yeah, this man is definitely lonely.
How big were they?
That is a great question. Let me see who it'll fit.
One was a centaur.
Yeah, because I'm sure they're not going to fit the big boys.
No, you know what? They fit you guys, the bigger boys. They're pretty big clothes.
Okay.
I'll say they were big, but they weren't combat ready. Like, they were combat trained.
Zaris,
they were just large.
Zaris takes them out and just hands them to you. I think these will fit you, too.
Yeah, Siegfried's gonna grab Jerry's.
Yeah.
I'm gonna wear Jerry's uniform, and I'm gonna take his key card as well.
I hand it to you.
Yeah. So you look like you belong.
Yeah.
You know where?
Well, can I put that over armor?
Yeah.
Do I have to get my armor?
I'll say it'll fit. No, it'll fit over you.
Cool. The other thing is, do any of these lockers say Sam, Roscoe, Blaze, Vale?
No.
Okay. It's just Jerry and... Gary.
And Jerry, Gary, and like a few other random names, but nobody that you guys have met.
Okay.
I'm gonna say
Mark,
to the
follow
group.
You.
Just in case we are caught, we can make it seem as if they are our prisoners. We wear these uniforms, fit in.
Agreed. Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you Gary or Jerry?
I'm Jerry.
Elias is Gary.
Both of your shirts say Jerry.
Yeah, because it's from his one locker.
Okay. Yeah. You can try to tear the patch off of one of them, but it's...
No, I got a plan.
Okay.
Break the other lock.
No, he's got a plan. All right. Yeah. So you guys are dressed up.
I'm just stuck with nowhere to go.
I could do something to help this, but I don't know if it's worth the ability.
Just save it.
Okay. Save it.
All just right. save it.
So you guys exit this break room.
This is awesome. Wait, hold on. So we're leaving. I just want to
know what's going on. I'm in the front. Zaris is behind me. Richard and then you. So Siegfried's plan, what he said, is like just in case somebody comes up on us, there are prisoners. Yeah. We're escorting them to the dungeon.
Good. Yeah,
that's our plan. Yeah,
could we loosely tie like some rope around our wrists just so it looks like we're tied up, but if we really want to, we could just drop it?
Yeah, let me get a dex check on... tying these ropes.
Just straight decks?
Yeah.
On both of us?
Yeah.
Mine was a 18.
30, 20.
Yeah, you guys are good.
Okay.
Like, it's one of those, like, magician's knots that you guys tighten each other where it looks tight enough, but, like, you know, if you pull down into the left, it'll just do when it's no problem.
I like, tie it up. I learned this from Angry Flower in Feywild.
I would.
Okay.
It was Flower was magician, but it was scorned by other Flower magicians.
Right.
So you guys make your way out of this break room, and Siegfried sees it first, but it's a very busy building. There's a lot of people walking back and forth, wearing the same shirts as you guys, just different names. Like, nobody's really paying any attention to you. At the front, sorry, you guys walked upstairs from the break room, sorry. So you guys are back on level one.
Mm-hmm.
As you exit, you see all these people running around. Towards the front, you see a very similar security check like they have at the casino. But here, they're taking people's weapons. They're not letting anybody through these doors. So if you guys would have come in through this building first, they would have disarmed you.
Okay.
And like... Again, it's one of those things where, like, it seems to be a straight-up security reason. They're not, like, hoarding anybody's shit. It's a fucking weapon check. Like, they take their stuff, they put it in a box, set it to the side. Mm. And you guys see people exiting them, handing them a box full of their shit. Like, there's nothing weird about it. They're not, like, stealing from them.
Is it the workers that are giving them weapons or just random people that are coming into the building?
Both. Workers, unless they... So... Unless they're wearing like the actual reborn armor, the reborn armored people who are you guys have recently discovered are normal people. They have their weapons on them still, but everybody else, unless they're running security, unarmed.
Okay. And this is the only way through.
So you guys are on level one. In the middle, there's a pretty grand staircase that goes up to level two.
Mm.
This is, like I said, it's a six floor building. They have, like, just because I can't figure a fun word for it, there's fantasy elevators towards the front by the security check, where, like, they're not really looking at people going up and down. They're mostly looking at people coming in and leaving.
Okay.
So you guys could take elevators up and down. The easiest way to get to level two is the stairs, because it's right in front of you. But everybody seems to be moving around, kind of doing their own things. You can hear people in, like, offices, like, talking about, hey, did you give me that paperwork? Fuck you, my guy! And, like, all this shit. Like, they're just dealing with
office work. So we can get to these elevators without anybody caring?
Nah. Yeah. Everybody seems very busy on level one.
Okay.
But do we know where we're going?
The basement. But we just happen to be back... We're now in the big office building.
Right.
Yeah, it was a tunnel. Tunnel take us to this building, and now we have to go down the basement of this building.
Do we need to pass through those gates?
No. You guys are already on the other side of it. Cool. If you guys had chosen to come to the office building first, they would have disarmed you.
Right. Okay. I'm just going to start walking to the elevators.
You guys get to the elevators?
I stay quick behind you.
Yeah.
And we're like... Yeah. You know, we've been here before.
Just beeline it.
Yeah. We're just...
All act business. Like you work here.
Yep.
Yeah, you guys act like you work there. Again, nobody's really paying any mind to you. You guys get to the elevator, and there are two buttons for the up and down. I'm assuming you guys are pushing down.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you guys hit down. Elevator comes down, and the four of you shuffle in. One dude kind of shuffles behind you guys. He's He's in the reborn armor, but he's kind of just, you know, there. He's a human man. And he turns and goes, he looks at you, Siegfried, he goes, new people fuck it up, huh?
Yep.
What'd they do? Are they part of that big brawl in there?
They were.
Nice. Turns around and looks at the two who are, like, in their own clothes. Fucking worst. And,
would have got away with it, too, if it wasn't for those meddling kids.
He's gonna hit him. Shut up. Shut up, prisoner.
Backhand him.
Just getting hit both sides. Okay, I get it.
And he hits the basement button, scans his little key card so you guys don't have to since he's the last one in. And it starts dropping. And he walks out and he like steps out and holds the door open. He's like, you guys go ahead, man. I'm in no rush. I'm out really. And you guys walk out and it's another hallway, but pretty wide. It's about 15 feet wide. And you come up and it's a cross intersection. So like coming out, you go left, right, or straight. And it is not marked.
Wait, hold on. Is he still in earshot?
He's right behind you guys.
So, describe really quickly what we see left, right, and so in front of us.
Straight ahead, you guys see a pretty long hallway. It's lined with doors to the left and right. If you decided to happen to turn left before going down that hallway, there's one door, and to the immediate right, there's another door.
I'm just going to turn back to... It's been a minute since I've been down here where... I forget where the cells are.
My boy. What? My dude, you're big. You should know where these people go.
I was on another duty.
Oh my god. I'm dealing with these newbies. My dude, you gotta go all the way down. You make a left, and it's the first door on the left.
Thank you, appreciate it.
Jesus Christ. And he like runs ahead of you and jumps into some random door that's down the straightaway on the side.
And who says barbs aren't smart? Shut up, prisoner!
Cancel again!
You heard the man.
Comrade, what the fuck?
I'm gonna go in the direction that he described.
Like, you just beat my shit in.
Yeah. Remember, kids, half of working in an office building is walking around with folders and sighing. And then no one will give you anything to do ever.
And a coffee mug.
Yes.
The more annoyed you look, the more often they'll leave you alone.
Yes. I haven't done anything in years. I'm kidding. You're kidding.
She loves her job.
I love my job.
As you guys are walking down, you guys do see some people, like, with papers in their hands, and they're comparing it, and they're like, kind of arguing for a bit, and they literally run into Siegfried because he's so big, and they're like, oh geez, sorry bud, hey, let me ask you guys something. If somebody owed you money but like it's been a few weeks, what are you gonna do about it? You two in the back there, let me get your opinion.
The prisoners?
No. Elias.
Oh.
I was like, Elias is just like, no?
We have our weapons on us, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just gonna grab my axe and you deal with them.
What if you're me? And you notice he's like a 5 foot nothing dude. No, he does not look thick. He doesn't look like he's ever swung any kind of weapon in his life.
You pay for someone like me to do it for you.
Let me get your information there. Is it Jerry?
Yes.
And he like pulls a paper out of his back pocket and he's like, where can I find you, man?
I'm just gonna point to the gambling building and just
You're
talk.
Underground.
What?
You're underground.
Did he even pull up a map of the island?
No, he pulled out a piece of paper.
Oh.
He handed you a paper so you can write down where he can find you.
Oh, okay. I'm just gonna write that I gamble in the evenings at the gambling building, like, you can find me there.
It's like, cool. What table do you go to?
The Liar's Dice table.
Oh, yeah. I know where to find you. Thanks, man.
No problem.
And, like, he goes, he's like, see, I fucking told you. Tell
Alex.
Shut up, prisoner. He's like, see, I fucking told you, asshole. There's people we could pay for this. And you guys...
That no one's not getting Bardic.
Richard's face is red. We're
just getting back more maroon than I was before.
You guys turn left, and there is a door to the right with a key card scanner.
Scan the key card.
That thing beeps red, as in like a negative. Like, don't have clearance for this.
Oof, what do we do now?
Is there
how far away is that guy?
The guy who just left?
Yeah.
He's already at the elevator doors. He's pretty far.
I'm gonna run after him.
Okay.
And I'm just gonna be like, it seems my key card isn't working, friend. Can you let me into the lower level, please?
Bro, I don't have that kind of clearance.
Huh.
I'm just an accountant.
Do you know where I might find somebody with that clearance?
Call Blaze, your supervisor. He's got access.
We'll do that.
Yeah, and the elevator comes down like, call him. He'll let you in. Gets up in the elevator and fucking takes off.
Shit. I'm going to go back and tell everybody. What's around us, by the way?
So, since you guys went left, there's one door at the very end. Unmarked. You have no idea what's in there. Behind you guys now, there's a few doors down that way, but again, everything's closed. Everything's got a key card reader.
Except for that other door.
Here's a fun question. Do I get the idea that Dispel Magic will work on these key cards?
You can roll Arcana.
I'd like to do the same if that's possible.
Yep.
That's
a nat 20.
That is a dirty
20. Yeah. Yeah, you guys automatically figure out that, like, this is dumb. Like, we could have done this so long ago. And yeah, you could use
nice. Yeah. Spell magic. Would you like to use yours? I used mine.
How are you doing on spell slots?
Third level slots, I have...
Oh, I'm doing fine. I used my Pearl of Power, so I got this. This one's on me.
This one's ours. Turns around.
Got this. I got the next one.
So yeah, I dispel magic on the...
Yeah, you dispel magic on the thing, and it like, it beeps green, and then like, fades away slowly, like the power was pulled, and you guys hear the door unlock.
I turn to the ball that's been floating around, but like, if you act up, it happens to you.
True.
I'm still walking.
Nobody is questioning this ball, by the way.
I'm getting ready, dude. Yeah.
You guys walk in, and you see there's a man kind of sitting at a desk. He's, you know, not really paying attention to what's going down. A huge locked gate, like a prison door, and then cells just line the way of a hallway, and at the very far end is another door, and that door is made of, like, from what you guys can tell, it's like an iron door. It's meant to keep things behind it, and it seems to be under security. And the guy sees you, Siegfried, walk in, and he goes, "Oh shit, what can I do for you?"
Prisoner drop off.
How many are we doing? And he's not even looking at you. He pulls, he's like, "Oh, fuck, more paperwork."
Yeah.
He grabs a clipboard, he's like, "Alright, what's your name?"
Jerry.
Jerry. Can I get a last name, Jerry?
Smith.
Smith. Okay. How many prisoners do you got with you?
Two.
You just see him circling.
You
couldn't
look at
two.
The key card that had your name on it?
Shut up, prisoner.
He goes, he looks up, nice. He goes, what did these two do?
They were involved in the brawl upstairs.
Oh yeah, I've been dreading this. You're the first one. I'm sure there's more coming.
There's more
just
coming.
Like,
we need
brawling in casino.
Extra protection on these buffoons.
Ooh, can I ask why? And he looks at both of them like, like he's excited now. He's like, maximum security?
Well, they caused chaos upstairs.
Are you asking for more guards to come?
No, I need to know.
What
I need
are you
to
doing?
Know where they keep the highest priority prisoners.
They're to share a cell with Sam.
Oh, that's strong.
Yes.
He's going to roll insight on both of you.
I cast Primal Savagery on myself, so my teeth sharpen and like into like bangs.
Okay.
In a way to intimidate.
Yeah, he's just like, Yeah. Oh my god.
I'll also do vicious mockery at him.
Oh my god.
So he knows that we're both dangerous.
What are you gonna say to him?
Oh god, I wanna hear this.
It must be great living your 9-to-5 job with no inspirations at a dead company.
What does he have to roll?
That's a wisdom save.
I know he fails.
And he has disadvantage with the next thing he does. He'll take as my words literally hurt him, two.
He's
6-5 damage.
And he's just like, ugh. Hey, shut that guy up. He's like, yeah, fuck you, guy. And it's like, he's like, yeah.
This is what I'm trying to tell you.
He writes,
we need to know what the maximum security prison is.
He writes, magically strong, and he reaches under and grabs like a blank key card. It looks black. And he hands it to one of you, whoever wants to take
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I'm just going
to
grab it.
And he goes, you guys already know the drill. Down the hall to the left. Or through the door to the left.
Yeah, gonna scan the key card and we're gonna go.
Yeah, so you guys walk through the hallway and you see. You guys see. You guys see people who, like, you would consider warriors. Like, there are people who look strong, magically, like, enabled. Like, they look like they can fuck somebody up if they wanted, but they have nothing on them. Like, they look like they've been through hell, they look like shit. As you get to the... What's up?
I roll history on any of them.
Yeah, go ahead.
15.
You see a guy who looks like he may have been a part of your paladin group. The Children of Light. But you can't really tell, like... He might have been, he might not have been. He's got one of those faces.
Interesting. I'm gonna make note of that, but stick to our...
Alright,
circle.
So you guys go and you scan that that black card to open the door. And you walk through, and this hallway's a little dark. It's not powered by electricity like the rest of the places you guys have been. It's lit by torches. And it goes down, kind of curves left. And it's almost like a dwarven cave, like a dwarven, like, gross cave. Like, they haven't taken care of it. It's like a tunnel almost. Where there's just rocks and, like, it's kind of, like, hard to breathe in here for a bit. And you get to the very end, and it's a prison cell. And behind it, you see a man who's, like, he's kind of shackled to the wall. He has a helmet on him. You can't really tell what he's doing. You hear from above you guys, like, are you guys there?
Sam?
No. Is this Jerry?
It's the guy from the front. It's the guy from front. We got, like, intercom.
Yes, we're here.
Jerry, you're there. Okay, cool. Just let your prisoners in. And the door opens to the side. And it's just a big prison cell.
Okay. I'm gonna just talk back. We're gonna make sure they have nothing on them.
Very well, then. Just do it quick, because... I feel like they're not going to be the only people going in here.
We'll be quick.
Love to hear it. And you guys have access to this room where there is a man chained to a wall. Like, feet, arms, he's got a helmet. You can hear him breathing heavily, but, like... No, that's it.
I'm just going to go up and whisper next to you if you can hear Sam.
Let's see if he can hear you. Yeah, he hears you. He opens his eyes and looks at you, and he's like...
Fucking later.
Calm down. We're friends. We're here to get you out.
Let me get an insight check.
Can I help?
Yeah.
Is that advantage?
Yeah.
Okay. 11.
With advantage?
Yeah.
I should have just rolled.
I know.
For some reason, he can't speak, and you think it's part of this helmet. Like, something is keeping his mouth shut, but he can see.
Okay, well, Willie sent us.
And, like, he looks, as soon as you say that, he shakes his head yes. And, like, you see his hands, he starts trying to do something. Can I get Arcana checks from everybody?
Yeah.
Your boy is not doing
well. 14.
22.
Nice.
14 on the die.
Nice. You guys have seen these movements before. It's very similar to what Amon does when he does Mage Hand. And you see him start trying to do these movements, and like you just hear like, and he like gets shocked and he starts screaming. And he puts his head down like he's unconscious, and like there's smoke coming from the helmet and his like bindings.
Do we get the idea that they're stopping him from casting spells, or that this it's from the like?
What he's
if we with. Cast a spell, will he get shock?
Roll me Arcana.
What are the cards?
Oh, wait, I'm not. Yeah, I'm proficient in Arcana.
Yeah,
help you.
Please help me.
Please help.
Help.
Nice.
That's a 5.
It's some kind of anti-magic barrier. You just don't know if it works on both ends or just him.
Ken, is there a way to take off the helmet? Can I take it off?
You're gonna touch it?
Yes.
Let me get a Constitution saving throw.
Okay.
You have a plus
3? I got a plus
3,
right?
So this is an idea how he do that.
13.
You take...
Oh, shit.
Holy shit. You take 16 points of thunder damage.
Oh, my God.
As it just, like... And, like, you can't... Like, you let go before you can do anything
well,
to
it. I'll ask him, because he might know, since he's a magic guy. Comrade! I don't know if they're going to hear me, but whatever. I try to be quiet as I can. Comrade, if I change your form, will you be able to escape with us?
He's unconscious.
He's fucking out of it?
He's out.
Damn.
Like, the smoke is coming out of the helmet. He's not dead, but you can tell it's, like, enough to, like, stun him and stop him.
Is... I was thinking, like, if I polymorph him into a smaller creature, he will fall out of it.
Yeah.
The chain.
You'll never break the chain.
God damn it.
Can you detect the magic on the chains? Maybe I could break the chains. You might have to keep the helmet on for now.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I don't know this magic.
It'd be an Arcana check if he wants to try to figure it out.
I'll try one more time.
Oh, come on!
Yeah, he can't make heads or tails of it. You guys do notice that, like I said, when you guys were walking in, this, like, tunnel and even this cell seems very, like, it's not very well put together. There's, like, beams hold, like, giving support to the roof. There's a, like, it's very, like, fragile, it seems, and it's almost like those beams are they're like security, where if he just happens to get loose, they knock those beams out and the room drops.
Okay,
that's all I need to hear.
The problem is you're in the room.
True.
Interesting. So is there any kind of like key card?
No,
nothing. There's okay, and there's
there has to be a way to let him out if they wanted to move him.
There are extra shackles like to the sides, but it's straight up to put somebody else in the same situation.
I need to get a feel for this magic, so I'm going to fucking we're going to experiment here. There's an extra shackle, yes?
There's a few.
Oh, I yeah, okay.
I'm thinking, well, if I put it on myself and then I cast it, it's going to shock me.
It's gonna shock you if you try to cast something, but you can assume it's gonna like keep you against the wall.
Right, but if I don't want to put it on somebody else. Because if we put it on one of you guys and test it, are we just trying? What do?
We have to figure a way to break these chains.
Chain, chain, chain.
Okay, let's see. I mean, he's already passed out, right? I don't want to kill him. I'm going to try... Is there anything, like, on him that seems, like, frayed, broken? Is anything, like, is his clothes tattered or something like that?
His clothes is pretty fucked up, but, like, he doesn't... I mean, even just by looking at him, You can assume he's got nothing on him.
That's not the point. I want to go to his clothes and cast Mending and seeing if my influence on the clothes will cause him any... I mean, he's already passed out, so I doubt... I mean, he could get more hurt, but I don't think he's going to... I want to cast Mending on his clothes.
You cast Mending on his robes, and, like, they restore, and you can tell this was, like... He's dressed like a high elf. Like, he's somebody who was influential, maybe not in this Malphite life, but, like, before he died... He was somebody from money, somebody from power.
Okay. So wait, if
does his clothes when his clothes restore, does he get another shock?
No.
Oh,
because it didn't come from him.
Then I'm just gonna go ahead and cast. I don't know if you should do dispel magic or polymorph.
Because
dispel magic doesn't get him out of the chain still.
Okay. Well, this is if you remove the magic, I can break these chains.
What if you can't?
We can both try.
How long until... This is theory. If we say we do dispel magic, apparently they have security system in here. Do we have enough time for you to break all four chains and then try to escape?
Okay, question. As part of Priest's back, I have a water skin. Is there any water in that water skin?
I mean, I would assume, yeah.
But he has, like, a full helm on.
Is any... I mean, I can't douse him with the water.
I mean,
so
you
could try to get
him... You
can
shower him with it.
Can I try that?
Yeah, go ahead.
What do I roll?
I don't know, I'm just gonna say you do it. Like, you sprinkle some water on him, and
no,
like,
it's like the.
It's oh, like you just the that's like over on top touch. Of him?
Yeah,
alright, yeah, you drop the water on his head, and he's just like. He shakes his head, and he's back to like.
Alright, I'm gonna say,
It's not like aggressive towards you guys, it's like more. He's out of breath.
Okay, blink twice. For yes, once for no.
And he like he just nods his head like he got it. Like,
oh, well, he can nod
he
his
can
head.
Nod.
Okay, so yeah. I'm just gonna say yeah, nod yes and no.
Comrade, I can maybe help you get out. I will cast polymorph, turn you into small mouse, and then drop it. Would you choose to fail save or fail effect?
And he like. Hold on, let's
does he know here. Enough? Please tell me he's smart.
No, he does know enough, and he looks at you, and he goes like he shrugs as much as he could, and he's like, it could be really bad, it could be really good, it could help, but
if
he's not sure if it'll trigger an alarm if you set him loose.
Oh, okay, if I free a hand, can you help us with your magic?
He's gonna, like, with one hand, he's gonna, like, do, like, motion, like, from right to left, and then, like, from right to left with his whole hand, and then with, like, his fingers start going right to left, like he's rifling through a book.
Okay.
Oh, and, like, as he does that, book.
He doesn't have it.
He says no, like, he motions no.
Okay.
Like, he can do very minimal, but, like, actually help.
Comrade Willie has book.
That's how
He has book. Remember, it was wizard book with a hieroglyphic similar.
Well,
to
that doesn't help us now. The only question is how we get him out without this room getting dropped on us. I have an idea that one of us returns to the front. Just simply say that the prisoners are giving us trouble.
What is his level?
If
whose level?
Our wizard guide's level.
I mean, I'm not going to tell you that.
So, if you return, say, and distract the guard, if I break the chains and something pops off, you stop the guard.
Yeah.
That's an idea.
I love it.
How does the party feel?
Yeah.
Let's do that. Let's go... I'll be the guy that handles distraction while... You all figure out the situation with the prisoner, and you have three options, technically, right?
Right.
You have polymorph, you have wild form, and then you have draw string.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's do it.
Got all right. Plan A, Plan B, Plan C.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're gonna dispel magic and then try to get him to break it.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Sam, do the chains contain magic?
Yeah. He looks at you and shakes his head. Yes.
Okay. We're gonna. Dispel magic and I will break these chains to get you out.
And he looks at you like, he shrugs again. He's like, he doesn't know if it's going to work.
Okay.
Because nobody's tried to at any time.
Right.
Like I said, even the... Because what he was trying to do when he got shocked initially in front of you guys, he was trying to cast Mage Hand.
Yeah.
And, like, write something for you guys. Even cantrips are setting these chains off.
Okay.
So he hasn't tried to do anything higher than a cantrip because...
It'll hurt
yeah,
him.
Yeah.
Are we waiting? He knows what's going to happen. We're waiting for him to leave to the front.
Yeah.
And then as soon as he leaves...
Go, and in about 15 seconds, I'm going to break the chain, and if the alarm goes off, that's your cue to knock him out.
Gotcha. Okay. So is that the plan for the whole party?
Okay. You cast the spell magic on left two chains, I'll do it on the right two chains.
Sure.
So that way we do it at the same time.
So we're going to settle Elias leaving because he's leaving the party.
We split the party.
Elias, the party. As you sprint down this very long hallway.
I'm going to sprint.
Oh, you're walking.
I'm just, well, I mean.
He's trying to look natural.
I want to look natural.
All right, so yeah, you're walking down this long hallway. You go through the big gate that the guard let you through. Can I get a perception check from you, sir?
It's not a good start. 7.
Now, you can do it with advantage because it's very quiet aside from everybody behind you. You've already got a pretty good distance from them.
Oh, jeez.
It's worse?
Yeah.
It's worse. Even so, you hear something approaching you. Something's coming your way, and you have no idea what it is.
Do I have any kind of inclination as to what direction it's coming?
From in front of you.
From in front of me?
The direction you're heading, something's approaching you that way.
Because I think the hallway goes like that, right?
It's a one-way hallway, so you came from the cell, and something's coming towards the cell at you.
So I'm just, like, I'm going to... tensing, but also going to appear like just I'm on guard or something. Like I'm just doing my job, but at the same time,
You're going to stop where you're at.
I just
want to know if you're going to keep moving or
no. Like, I'm going to keep walking. I'm going to keep walking towards guarding myself.
So, are you moving like normal speed, like your walking speed?
Like he hasn't tent in his walk.
Okay.
Yeah.
So as you're going, you see two heavily armored dudes coming at you.
Shit.
They're moving a little slower, but they have two huge great axes. And you see them before they do anything to you, and they're walking with intent.
Maybe turn around.
Carry
now. I don't know. I'm not there.
I'm never.
Turn around.
I don't want to be meta, so I can't really suggest anything.
Nobody's with you.
That's your decision.
But they're huge.
Bigger than me?
With the armor, they're bigger than you. You can't tell if they're, like, actually bigger than you, but this armor is... Like, they're jacked. They look jacked anyway. The ability to carry the axe that they're carrying requires a certain amount of strength.
Yeah.
Okay.
I said, they're not... They can probably see you now, but they're moving very slow. But coming at, like, not at you, like they're gonna attack, but they know they're ready to hit something.
What's the news?
You're shouting that down at them?
Mm-hmm.
I'd say that you're about 30 feet away. You say, they look at you and like, what's your name?
Jerry, I need to know what the news is. We have a...
And the one in the back goes, attack. And they immediately, they're not like, they can't run in this heavy armor, but they're coming at you with like aggression. And now they have an axe in attack position.
Oh,
but
shit.
They're still about like 30, 40 feet away. So it's gonna take them a minute to get to you.
From me?
Yeah.
How far away am I from where
you're from? About 50 feet away. You can get there if you dash that way.
Yeah, I'm gonna dash.
Run.
Run!
This is meta,
but run.
Yeah, I'm running, yeah. I'm gonna go back.
So he comes back through the door?
Yeah, he comes back through the door and he's just like...
No, I'm like...
You can tell he's seen some shit.
Okay.
What happens?
I don't mean to alarm you all, but there are two massive figures coming with intent to kill. I didn't know what exactly they were, but whatever it is you're doing, you ought to make it quick.
Okay, let's do this.
I'm gonna ready in action at the door.
Okay, so I'm just gonna
say... right at the door?
I'm just gonna say a quick idea.
It, but I'm ready. Whatever comes to that door, I'm attacking.
Okay, so you're about... I'm gonna say you're 10 feet away since you have Polearm Master.
Yeah.
This room is about, just to make life easier, it's 30 by 30. So it's not like a huge
make it quick.
Yeah.
Knock down the beams.
You're going to start knocking down the beams.
In the rooms.
You're
gonna said we can dig out.
If we can get him out.
We got to get him out first.
He's still chained to the wall.
Okay, just do it now. I'm just going to hold my axe up like ready to hit the chains.
Yeah, okay. We both dispel magic at the same time.
All right, you guys dispel magic, and the chains stop glowing. He's still hanging there.
Yeah. I'm just going to swing at
the chains on the left. Yeah, let me get an attack roll.
Okay.
This is going to be the last thing that happens before these boys walk in.
If it fails, I'm just going to pull him away.
So, yeah, that's my action, and then I'm going to keep my bonus action.
Shit. That is a 12.
Yeah, you hit it, but, like, nah. It does... it's not even, like, a magical effect. You just didn't hit it hard enough.
Okay. How close am I from it?
You said you're right by the door, so you're about 20 feet away from everybody.
Can I swing again?
Yeah, because you can get two attacks normally. Yeah, okay. Go ahead, swing again.
Okay. That is a 14.
Same exact thing happens. Damn, like, damn it. You swing once, and you're like, not that one. And you swing for the other arm, same thing. It doesn't do enough. And you guys see these two heavily armored boys with huge battle axes walk in. I need everybody to roll initiative.
Oh
my god.
I got, yeah, nice.
That's a nat 20.
Nice, I got a 19.
My god.
Not bad from your boy, that's a 21.
Okay, hold on. Elias,
you got a
21?
Elias rolled 13.
Alright. We are at the top of the order with Zarix. Zarix, you see two very thick boys in front of you.
Yeah.
Not the ones that you know.
not the ones that I know.
Two thicker boys.
No,
two
no.
Heavily armored boys.
Check.
I'm going to look at everyone and just kind of in like a moment of just like kind of fear and like kind of desperation. She's going to action. She's gonna wild shape.
Ooh.
Sorry. into a direwolf.
All right. She's a direwolf. Is there? Do you get to move after that? I mean, you can move obviously, but you can't attack.
She's gonna move in between the guy and them, or like probably closer to Richard.
Okay.
But I don't think she can attack because it'd be another action.
Okay.
But that is her go.
All right. Next up, we got Reacher.
Do I go for big animal or do I go for small animal? Do I have the sense if I change him into any animal, that he's going to be able to slide out of these cuffs?
Give me an Arcana check.
That's 18.
You think it would help, but you don't know if he'll be able to assist you guys with these boys.
Fuck it. You know what? I'm just going to say, comrade, just let it happen. And I point at him, I'm going to turn him into a dire badger.
Yes!
Oh my god. All right. Could you roll initiative for the dire badger?
Is it a dire honey badger?
That's a nat one for the dire badger.
Oh my god. All right. I'm going to write Sam on the nat one. He's going last. But yeah, he's a dire badger.
Nice.
But he's still...
chained?
Yeah, he's still chained and the shackles are still on him. They're just smaller.
What the hell?
They moved with him?
They shifted with him.
But should that happen since we dispelled magic on it last turn?
Oh, actually, yeah, never mind. He falls out of it. He's not chained. Okay. He is a dire badger. He looks confused, but...
Well, he has his mental faculty still.
Yeah, that's why he looks confused about what the hell... Why? He doesn't know why? But, okay... is that your go?
Action. I am going to then... is there any other inanimate objects in here?
No.
I mean,
aside from the extra chains?
Yeah.
I will say, just when we get to Sam's initiative, you're going to make moves for him since you put him into...
Dire Badger.
But, you're in charge of Sam for now.
Okay. There's no freestanding... objects around me.
There's those extra shackles next to you guys.
Are those connected to the wall still?
Nope.
They're not connected to the wall?
The shackles themselves, they kind of like clip into the chains on the walls, but once they do, that's when they actually lock. Like, that's when the magic runs through.
Well, I guess I'll do those shackles and I'll do creating performance, and the shackles are now my little butties.
Shackles.
Shackles.
So I have shackles and a fucking dire badger.
Yep.
Shackles are gonna
move with you. So
yeah, they're after me. I will, with the same action, give a bardic to Elias since he's up front. So you got a D8, sir.
Thank you.
A little goblin shows up above your head. Here we go again.
I need you.
we'll do it together, bud. And then I'll have the shackles move on one of these big guys and make a slam attack.
Go ahead. Let's get that slam attack.
Smashing. Plus another 8, so 26.
Wait, hold on, let me really quick. Left, right, left or right?
Let's go right.
Alright, yeah, you hit him.
Okay. It's a D10 plus my proficiency. That's max damage, 13 to hit.
Nice.
Or 13 damage.
Nice.
And you also have 10 less feet of movement this turn. And that is...
How much was it? 13, you said?
13.
Cool.
Force damage, if that matters.
No, it does not matter.
Okay.
I mean, force damage is, like, the only one that isn't.
And that's my go.
All right. He has minus 10 to his movement?
Yes.
So he's going to be the second enemy that moves. Just remind me when it comes up.
Okay.
Siegfried, it's your turn.
Elias is 10 feet from them, right? Because of his weapon. And are they below those... beams?
I mean, you guys are all kind of below those beams.
Okay.
But they're in the room with you now.
Okay.
Are the big evil guys in the room with us now?
Are they here?
Are they here with us now? Can they speak to us?
Roger. So I'll just say this, just ask, is there, if we were to knock down the beams, it wouldn't damage them?
Let me get an investigation check.
Okay.
If you do that, everybody dies, including you.
All right. Well, which one got hit? The one on the right?
The one on the right.
Let's not do that. I'm gonna bonus action rage, and yeah, I'm gonna go for the guy on the right.
Swing on. Go ahead.
Has an hour passed? Do I still have the fruit bonus?
Oh, an hour has passed.
Damn it.
Really?
No, actually, hold on.
It's been a while.
Do you guys want me to roll, or do you guys want to roll?
Ooh. Alex, roll.
You want me to roll?
Right. Roll for it, roll for
11
it.
11 and up, an hour hasn't passed.
Okay.
10 or lower, an hour
come
has
on!
Passed.
14.
Yeah!
You're good.
Okay, cool. All right.
You get a plus 2,
why
plus...
Why was I the one
who... I don't know, because...
You got good dice.
Oh, yeah, so that's a 15 on a die, plus 9.
Oh, yeah, you're gonna hit.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, so you hit this boy.
All right, so... that is 6, 2 plus 4, that's 10. 10 points of damage for the first attack. Second attack. 17 on the die.
Oh yeah, that's gonna hit.
Nice.
Live your...
You're adding plus 2 to your damage, right?
Yeah, that's 10, plus 4, 14, plus 2 from rage. That's 18 points.
And you're adding the plus 2 from...
Yeah,
yeah.
That's 18 points on the second
attack. God damn.
All right,
great hit.
King.
He's looking hurt, but like,
yeah.
Not like...
And then I will...
Those big hits.
I will frenzy attack for
the
next
time.
One?
All right, beautiful. Next up is the one on the left.
Ooh, shit.
And he's gonna look at you, Elias. Actually, you're right on the one on the right, so
yeah.
That's no problem with him. But he looks at you... You can sense the smirk behind the mask.
Oh, shit.
And he drops the great axe to the ground. He's got to reach a 10 feet. He's going to swing twice at you.
Hold on. Oh, my God.
Hold on. They entered my area of effect.
His
right?
range of attack?
They entered that.
That's how the fight started.
Yeah, but they entered that shit.
Mm-hmm.
So I would drop an opportunity attack.
Does Sentinel work like that?
Yes.
It does.
Yes.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yes.
At least the one on the left. The one on the right is going to be, like, to the side, so you can't really get him. But yeah, go ahead and clock your boy if you want to clock him.
Okay.
Clock him!
Cool. 30-21.
Oh, yeah, that hits.
Okay, cool. So, a 14 for damage.
Okay.
Okay, and because of Relentless Avenger, I'm going to smack him. His first off, because of, I believe it's...
Can you explain Relentless Avenger?
Yeah, I will.
Because you haven't dropped that yet. That's a brand new boy for everybody listening.
I love it. Well, first off, because of Sentinel and I hit him, his speed drops to 0.
Okay.
For the rest
no
of the
way.
Turn. So he's not moving.
Move.
He's not moving. With Relentless Avenger, basically I can move up to half my speed immediately after the attack. as part of the same reaction.
Okay, so you're gonna
move. So I can move 15 feet, mm-hmm. and I'm going to move away from that move.
Okay.
I'm gonna move towards the. I'm moving away. I'm kind of kiting it.
Back towards our spellcasters.
Yeah, I'm gonna kite it. I'm gonna knock its mm-hmm. movement speed to zero, and I'm gonna kite away 15 feet. So now I'm out of its range.
All right, can't move. What it's gonna do? Actually, no, I can't do a damn thing. Next up is Elias.
Nice.
Okay. Back around.
Perfect. So where am I relative to these two?
So things? You move 15 feet away.
Mm-hmm.
I said they were 10 feet away from you. You're 25 feet away from the one you had hit. And you're 30 feet away from the one in front of Siegfried.
Okay, I'm gonna move parallel to Siegfried.
So you're on the other side of him, or like?
Yeah, basically like flanking him.
Okay.
Essentially. Where does that put me in terms
I'll say you're on the other side of Siegfried, so you can't get hit by the other guy mm-hmm. on an attack of opportunity, but you're just stuck there. You're within 5 feet of the one on the right.
Can I hit that thing?
Yeah.
Cool. Let's hit it.
Hit it.
Let's go with my first attack. Come on, baby. That's a 12 on the die, plus 8, 19.
Does not. Ooh. 12 plus 8 is 20.
Sorry, 20.
That hits.
Weak in math.
I've had too much beer. Okay, let's go.
No such thing.
First hit. Man, my math is 11 points of damage.
Uh-huh.
Second attack. That's not going to hit. It was 6.
Are you gonna go for the butt end?
Yeah, why not? Let's do it. Every point has dirty 20. That, oh, I'm sorry. Nat 20.
Yeah, all right. Let's get this damage.
Okay, so on like butt 20, end, 20, like, what do I even do? 20.
So it's 2d4s.
2d4s.
Plus your strength.
Okay.
On the fucking.
On the butt end.
God damn it.
That's the strength. Dude, where'd my smite on this? No, I'm kidding. Okay, 10 points of damage.
10 points of damage. Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Okay. Please hold. I'm doing some maths.
Do some maths.
Fucking solid hit. Just happens to be that big boy's turn that you just hit. And he's gonna take one swing at Elias.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. With your best shot. That is 19 to hit.
That is.
You know
you
what I get?
All right. You good for now, or do I bibbity bobbity?
I'm healthy.
Okay.
You're taking 22 points of slashing damage.
I'm not healthy.
Not anymore.
I might need some bibbity bobbity if I get hit next.
Yeah. And the next one he's gonna take is Siegfried.
Yeah. Figured.
That is 25 to hit.
Oh, they got pretty big modifiers.
Yeah.
Oh,
no. That is, excuse me, one of these dice was cocked. That is.
Is it at the top or the turn, or is it still? Are we still in turn?
That's still its turn.
Okay, sorry, you swear.
That's 17 points of slashing damage.
So that would be.
Halved
nine?
Is.
Nine?
Nine.
Nine?
Okay. I think he's okay.
Yeah, he's fine.
And that is the second guard's go. Way at the bottom is our boy Sam.
Sam, the dire
the
honey
dire
badger.
Badger.
See.
He's 50 feet away from both of them.
He doesn't have that much speed. He has a speed of 30 and a burrowing speed of 30.
Go under him.
Dig, 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 dig.
Dig a hole from underneath them so they fall in.
He's also small. These are some pretty thick boys.
Yeah, I would.
He's considered a medium beast.
Oh.
Oh.
Because he's a.
Dire?
A dire.
Right.
But he can't. He won't be able to get there in time, so I guess he'll take. He will burrow 30. Or dash burrow 30 feet, so he's like underneath them.
Which one?
I've been beating up the one on the right, so I guess we'll.
The one on the right?
Yeah.
Alright.
So he's underground, but he's there now.
All right, one on the right. He's under there. Zaris, it is your turn.
He's under where?
Nice.
I saw it.
I'm going to attack the one that is within 5 feet of my friends because I get pack tactics.
Nice.
Ooh. What is that?
Oh, yeah. I get advantage.
Nice.
She gets advantage on it. All right, you're attacking the one on the right.
Yeah, so kill I'm making kill a light attack.
There's animals everywhere. Go
so ahead, you guys just see a dire wolf literally just like snarl and like run at this. that is a... It might not hit a dirty 20.
Dirty 20 hits. Cool. Did you roll with it, ma'am?
I did.
Okay, so let's see, ma'am. Ma'am?
Yeah, I think it's 19.
Yeah, it's like 19.
I think it's AC is 19.
Yeah.
That's beefy. That's
tough.
Yeah, that's beefy.
That's 10 points of piercing damage.
10 points of piercing damage.
Piercing.
Can you do multi attack?
No, unfortunately.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. It must be a saving throw.
Oh, what kind of saving throw is it making?
A strength save.
For the range. I
mean, you got it.
Probably going to pass it.
A strength save, I would imagine.
That's a 16.
Damn it, so close. All right, yeah.
Just barely?
Yeah, otherwise it was going to be knocked prone.
Damn. That would have been nice.
So, well, actually, can I get an insight check from you?
Sure. Oh, yeah. What's the dire wolf's insight?
No, you use your insight.
Oh, for...
For wild shapes, you keep your soft stance.
Yeah, you keep
stance.
Your, yeah.
That is a 22.
You know in your wolf brain, this thing cannot be knocked prone.
Ah, damn, okay.
Too big.
It's like, why? You said this thing?
That thing.
In that case.
It is Richard's go.
Richard. I will, in the middle of them two, because it's 10-foot radius, try to not hit any of my friends, I will cast Shatter.
What kind of saving throw?
That is con saves from them both. Are they creatures made of inorganic material such as stone, crystal, or metal?
Nope.
They are people. Okay. I thought I'd shoot a shot. It's worth it.
One of them gets 23, the other one gets 15.
The 15 will fail.
Alright, 15 fails.
They're gonna take... That is 16 damage.
Dang. Okay.
Half for the one who passed will be 8.
Okay.
And then I will bonus action get the one. I have my shackles attack the one that's been beaten up on already.
The right?
Yes.
Go ahead.
That's 26.
That hits.
The chain gang is here. That was great. 6 points of force damage.
All right. That's not bad.
I don't got anything else. You still have that barbecue, yes?
I do.
Okay, so I'll just let you keep that, and that's my go.
Siegfried is your go.
I'm going to swing at the one I've been swinging at.
The one on the right, go ahead.
He's a swinger. Wow. He almost said it. It did. That is a 19.
That misses.
Oh, fucking damn it. Attack number 2.
Go.
Do it again. That is a 22.
That hits.
Yes. Damage. Damage, yeah. 13 plus 4, that's 17 points of damage.
God damn.
Hell yeah.
Okay. I was like, wait.
Okay.
Are you frenzy?
I am frenzy.
Yeah, I don't know if you're saying that.
So this is the third attack on the boy. Hell yeah. That is another 23.
That hits.
Okay. That will be 14 more points of damage.
All right.
Love it.
God damn. Yeah, the boy on the right is more hurt than the boy on the left.
I would imagine so.
It is the boy on the left's turn,
he's
though.
He's getting my chains.
And he is going to take his full movement to get over to Siegfried.
Oh, boy.
That's good. Then he can take these hands. With my opportunity attack with Sentinel. Because I am right next to him. I am right next to Siegfried.
Mm.
I mean, he's going to be right next to you, too.
Word.
He's still going to attack.
Yeah, all right. You can still take
this. So, roll that attack of opportunity.
Okay.
It's the one on the left. Go ahead.
Love it.
Since he entered.
Come on, you fuck. I was like teetering on 16. I don't think that's
yeah, right. I saw it like it's slowly insane. Roll off.
What?
It's after everything, it's not going to hit. It's 8 plus 6, so... What?
Like 14?
14, yeah, no, you miss. Yes. The first attack on Siegfried is 22.
Of course.
You take
We'll see.
You take 16 points of slashy damage.
Okay, that's 8.
And since you swung him, Elias, he's going to swing at you now.
Okay.
That is 19 to hit.
He's
going to roll 16 points of slashing damage on you.
Yeah, I'm so fine.
Okay. Remember, you all have good berries in your pocket.
Yeah,
you die.
It's an action to use, though, I think.
It,
yeah.
But it's an action for someone to feed it to you. Like, I mean,
I'll consider it like potions to feed yourself. It'll be a bonus.
Okay.
Cool. Elias, it's your go. So now you're surrounded by these two big boys.
But the one on the right is looking pretty.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna bonus action the Fru's support.
Oh.
And I'm gonna pop it to get +2 to my hit, +2 to damage.
Nice.
Right. Cool.
Nom nom nom.
Sweet.
Chomp 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 chomp.
I'm just going to
yeah.
I'm going to swing at the hurt one. So the one on the right.
The one on the right. Go ahead.
Kill that fool. Finish him off. Rip his
finish
off.
Him.
Oh, come on.
Is it a nat one?
No, it's
no. Three. It's not that bad.
Okay,
but it was
so
bad.
5, 8.
It's not gonna hit.
It's not
13. No, no, it's not gonna hit.
Okay. Second one.
Come on, man.
Okay. So. This is after everything.
You do have the +2.
It's a 16.
But you can use that bardic.
I'm gonna use my bardic.
Yes. Use your bardic.
Okay.
It's a 16 right
I
now.
I need con save to both of them because they're right next to each other, and it's thunder damage off of this.
Even if it hits or not, it's still gonna do it.
It's +2, right?
Yes.
Oh, if
so
he lands 11. The 8, yeah.
So 11 and 8 is
19.
No. Okay. So I'm still using bardic.
Yeah.
That's a 4.
23.
That should.
That's 23 hits.
Nice.
And they're taking a con save.
Yeah, so they
so
fail.
Green is left. Three of balance is right.
Okay.
Green rolls. That's not going to make it. That's shitty. So left fails and right rolled a 15 on the die.
That, oh, for constitution?
Yeah, +4 is 19.
Yeah, that'll pass. So the right, one
so
on the left will take 4 thunder damage.
The one on the left takes 4 thunder damage.
Here we go again!
Here we go.
And you're bonking the one on the right, correct?
Yeah.
Middle.
Yeah.
Finish him! Bonk him!
Use this attack. It's a 7, or I'm sorry, it's an 8 of 8 points of damage. I'm gonna smite. I'm gonna use second level smite.
Nice!
I'm gonna use my second level smite to fuck this thing up.
Come on, baby.
That's an additional 10 points of damage.
18?
Mm-hmm. Holy damage.
Hell yeah.
Okay, hold on.
Still not
all right. No, still not done.
Oh
these are some thick boys.
God.
But that one is very... It's less than half already.
Damn it.
Elias, that was your last move.
Swing at that dude.
Yeah, because I used my bonus to do the
fruit.
To pop
yeah.
the fruit.
Who's next to the one on the right?
That would be me, right?
Both of you guys.
I'm not there. I'm away.
There.
Yeah, you did a chomp.
And the chains are there.
The one on the right is going to make an attack at Zaris.
What?
That's cool. I'm there.
In her in her wolfy form.
Oh, that's right.
That is only 13 to hit.
That misses.
Yeah.
It's going to try to do it again because it doesn't like your chomps.
That's okay.
That is 17 to hit.
That hits.
You take 9 points of damage.
Okay.
Of slashy damage.
Oh, that's nothing.
At the bottom of the order is our boy Sam.
He's gonna pop out from underground, and per this stat block, he gets a bite attack and a crunch attack. Don't know what that means.
Okay.
Crunch
on the right
up.
On the right or the left?
We're gonna go for the one on the right. That's the one we've been beating up, so. That's a nat 20 from Sam.
Oh, oh,
so just like from under, like I imagine like he comes out
like
from underground,
dig,
just
dude.
Grabs the, yeah, he uses dig.
Wow.
Sam, use dig. It's highly
he burrowed underground.
That's 2d10 plus 5, so I.
Oh my god. Finish this guy as a badger, that would be so good.
So that is already 16.
Damn.
Because we're doubling, right?
Yeah.
Math.
I can do math.
So 29 damage.
Oh
my god!
God.
As he just all grabs right, his legs and just crushes into
hold
it.
On.
Honey Badger doesn't give up.
Yeah. Honey Badger
that's
don't care.
Being a Hufflepuff bitch.
Honey Badger don't care.
Oh, and
the one
a,
on the right is so close to death.
He needs to give me a strength save of 15 or to be grappled after the bite.
Oh.
It don't matter. He's immune to being grappled.
He can't be grappled?
Nope.
Damn. So he can't use the crunch then because the crunch is after the bite.
Okay. We're back at the top of the order with Zaris. Zaris, you're looking at one very healthy boy on the left and one very weak boy on the right.
You know I'm going for the one. I'm going to make another
bite. His throat.
Really quick, though.
I'm going for the fucking throat.
The one on the right, after he took that huge hit from the
the badger,
the badger chunks of his armor have flown off.
Oh.
He's a little less armored, but he looks more agile now.
Oh.
Okay, good to know. So, I still get pack tactics.
Oh, yeah, you do.
There's a badger there.
Right, yeah.
Ooh, very nice.
Hell yeah. 22.
Oh, yeah, that hits.
Hell yeah. So,
Use dig.
Yeah. Use dig.
For...
Zaris can't learn dig.
Seven
points of damage?
Of piercing damage, yeah.
Okay. He's still up.
Oh, yes! Come on!
But he needs to make a strength saving throw.
Suddenly he can be whatever you're trying to do to him because he's less armored. Right. Strength saving throw is 23 still.
Fuck!
Yeah, I gotta imagine their strength
is still
ridiculous.
He's strong.
Yeah.
Can you do anything else?
No, that's it.
All right, Richard, it's up to you.
All right, I'm gonna do bonus action first. I will... Bonus action, have the chain attack it first.
Nice.
The one on the right, the one that's
yeah,
getting
we're
fucked
keeping,
up.
We're keeping that one on the right. And
oh
I,
my god, imagine the chain's the thing that kills him.
But the same action, I will give, we'll give Siegfried a bardic.
Nice.
So I am down to two bardics for the day. That's only 14 to hit.
Does not hit.
So the chain misses. I will, what am I gonna do? Fuck it, I got second level slot still. Do another shatter. Give me two more con saves, please.
From both of them?
Yes, please.
All right, green is left. Zero balance is right. Let's go with left first. Left with a con save of 16?
16 is my con save, so we'll save.
It saves, and the one on the right, that is 19. They both save.
Damn it. All right, we're gonna take half of this. Not rolling well. Not rolling well. 10, so half to 5 thunders.
Alright, the one on the right, like, man, y'all keep hitting him, and like, damn, he should have been down, but not hitting him hard enough.
Yeah, that's
my that
hero. Yep.
Next up is Siegfried.
Not hitting him hard enough, you say? Well then,
you hit him again, don't say it at them. You have Bardic too, remember?
Yeah, I didn't use it, but that's 22.
The one on the right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're gonna hit him.
Okay,
now I better.
Finish him.
That is
oh my god.
8 plus 4, 12 points of damage.
He's still up?
Oh my
god.
My god.
He's still up!
Attack number 2.
Do we have a number 2?
That is 20?
Oh yeah, that is.
Okay.
I think that's right there.
Sir.
Alright. This is 19 points of damage.
There is no way you don't kill him. He has 1 HP.
Okay,
left.
I was about to say.
So Siegfried, paint me a word picture of how you killed the one on the right.
So, let's see. Siegfried, with all of his might, comes down with that first attack. And it basically cements itself into the ground. He then switches his grip and pulls the axe from the ground right back the other way, lopping his face right in half as blood just sprays on Siegfried and he's screaming with all of his rage.
Again, the chain, no expression, just looks at you.
Siegfried, you have one more move. Yep. Because you are frenzying.
I am frenzying.
You have the one that was left now. You can't hit him.
And he's going to.
And he's very healthy, though.
And that's fine. And he's still going to get hit.
Guess he's getting focus fired.
Because these hands are rated E for everyone.
Yeah, as they should be.
And I still haven't used my bardic, but let's see. I'll use it now. Nice. That is... That's gonna hit 14 plus 7, 21 plus 2.
That hits.
Can I get a con save from old boy?
Absolutely, you can. That is only 14.
That's gonna fail. What was the bardic die?
It was a four. Seven, excuse me.
It was seven? So he's going to take additional seven thunder damage.
Hold on, let me do that bard die real quick. And go ahead with that. Attacks, damage, super.
I got my damage. Nice. That is 13 plus 4. 17 points of damage to the healthy boy.
Very well. Because of time restrictions, we're going to call this match here.
Oh.
With Siegfried killing one, I'm going to take a picture of this encounter management so we know where everybody lies. We're going to pick back up in the middle of this fight, y'all.
Nice.
You guys have one enemy down, one pretty healthy boy left.
That's all right.
But...
So we're going to kick
back. But we have a badger.
You guys have a badger?
We have dire wolf.
Who literally nat 20'd on somebody.
We have the power of the badger.
We got the honey badger on our side.
Holy crap, everybody. Thank you so much for listening to Turning Tables Podcast. I am your, again, current DM, Danny. Jesus Christ, I'll plug all my shit at the end because fuck it. Alex, what are we plugging?
Yeah. Hi, I'm Alex. I am one of the other DMs, and I also just exist on social media. I am on Instagram at Ghost Coffee Shop. I also host the Horrible Peoples podcast, which is a podcast here on the Horrible Peoples Network.
What?
We talk about a piece of horror media every single week. And you can find us on Instagram at Horrible Peoples Podcast, which is HORRORBLE Peoples Podcast. Speaking of, you can also follow the Horrible Peoples Network, which is HORRORBLE Peoples Network on Instagram as well to stay up to date on all of the fabulous podcasts that we have here at the network. I think that's it for me, Ruben.
Hello, my name is Ruben. I am the Blue Collar Sad Boy. You can find me on Instagram at REC Matrix. If you like lifting weights, talking about cute animals, especially raccoons, and listening to music, I'm the place to be at. If you want, follow me. If you don't, then don't. That's okay. I don't have any other podcasts. I'm just on this one, and I guest on some sometimes. So, speaking of guesting on something, James...
Yeah, so if you're listening to this podcast, that means you probably listened to the previous episodes, and that's where all my plugs are, so go do that. And find it there, because, yeah.
I'm tired of saying it.
When the lazy plug kicks in.
The lazy plug, but actually just go follow the Horrible Peoples Network, and you'll find the NPC Gaming Pod, which I
find all of us.
Go find all of us, go do all that, listen to the previous episodes, you'll hear all my spiel. Okay, bye. Go on.
I love you guys. This is awesome.
You need to stop being so damn wholesome.
Can't wait for next time. And enjoy these episodes, guys.
Hell yeah.
All right, man. Thank you guys for listening. You can find this podcast at Turning Tables Pod on Instagram. Alex, can I get the Twitter? Because I am the worst.
It is TTDND Pod. That's it.
I thought you were going to say something.
No.
But hell yeah. Please go follow us on all the places. Please like, subscribe, comment, tell your friends about it. You can find me on Instagram at Wrathchild714. You can listen to my personal podcast under the Horrible People's Podcast Network. It's Hops and Notes. On the Instagram, it's Hops and Notes Pod. And I think we owe you guys one more dice shake. Let's get it, y'all.
Let's give it to them.
Turning Tables beyond the Horrible Peoples Network. To hear more podcasts like this, go to HORRORBLE Peoples Network on Instagram.